Please let me celebrate them, celebrate them. And for my father and my mother here, the prof and his wife, please let me celebrate them. God bless you, man. God bless you, sir. And for all of you being part of this program, please celebrate yourself, celebrate yourself. I remember when the other chaplain was here, I came here for a revival. How many of you still remember? You were here that time? All right. Thank you. I noticed something when I came. It be like say, una dey pay money before that they shout amen for here. Because the kind of amen you are shouting here, I'm afraid. Is it, are you swallowing the amen or you are saying amen for God? Is it amen or meh? You know when you go to the church and say meh, when you swallow the amen, you say, when you say amen, you are saying let it be so. It is not something you swallow, you shout it out. I know we are excited because we have just 2 months of the year to go. 365 days to go. Just 2 months. Few days from now, then this year will be over. Just 2 months for this ever month to go. We've crossed September, October, and now we are in November. Are you not excited that you are alive? If you are excited, somebody shout hallelujah. Let the heaven hear your hallelujah. Amen. Let's sit down. As we begin, I'd like to share with us something from, let's begin with the book of Micah. I know our text is Psalm 103, but we'll look at it tomorrow or next. But let's begin from Micah chapter 6. The book of Micah is in the Old Testament. Jonah, Micah, Nahum. Micah chapter 3. Somebody, have you found it? We begin from verse 1. Hear ye now what the Lord saith. Content thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye, O mountains, the Lord's controversy, and ye strong foundation of the earth. For the Lord had a controversy with his people, and we plead with Israel. O my people, what have I done unto thee, and wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servant, and I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, consulted, and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him from Shittim unto Giga, that ye may know the righteousness of the Lord. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offering, with calves or a year old? For the Lord is pleased with the thousands of ram, or with the 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sins of my soul? He has shown thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Stand on your feet, please. Stand on your feet. I never see anyone like you. I never see anyone like you. Ebube, I never see. Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Jireh, Adonai Nevasi. I never see anyone like you, Lord. I never see anyone like you.
I can feel it, Lord.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
come and worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Give him praise. Give him praise from the bottom of your head. Go ahead, worship him. Worship him. Appreciate him.
Baba, Baba, Baba.
Give me praise from the bottom of your heart. In Tandala Brahado Sopalinea Zumala de Libra Hikali Bushia Maralande Saintala Bushia. Somebody give me praise. His presence is here. His presence is here. His presence is here. Father in heaven, I will love you. Well, lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our earth. As your people declare your mighty word, blessed be thy God Almighty, who ever is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who lives forevermore.
Sing this song for me. Lord, you reign forever, you the same. Why are you there?
Lord, you reign forever.
Lord, you reign
forever, you are the same.
Hey,
I got not you in my mind. Oh, yeah,
Alright, lift up your two hands towards heaven. Lift up your two hands. Maradalaba Shayada. Lift those hands before him. There are three persons here right now. As we are worshiping just now, I saw the spirit of favor falling fresh upon you. I know if you are the one, your amen will be louder than that. Lift those hands up. Father, locate those three people. Let the favor partage these three people right now. Please lift those hands up. And the power of God is coming upon those three people right now. As I count 1, 2, 3, the anointing hit you wherever you are. Jesus! Anointing of favor, 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 favor. As I count 1, 2, 3, those three people that grace is falling upon in this congregation. Father, locate them, locate them, locate them, locate them, locate them, locate them. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Somebody's receiving that favor. Somebody's receiving it. Somebody's receiving it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's the favor. It's upon your life. It's upon you. It's upon you. It's upon you. It's upon you. That's number one. Take. Ocha, help me bring those people quickly. Kalabashaya. Bring them here. Three of them. I'd like to anoint them this morning. Bring them, bring them. Three of them. Number three. Take it, take it, take it. Receive that favor. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. That favor is upon your life. It's upon your life. Holy Ghost. Locate them. Locate them. Locate them. Somebody's receiving it. Somebody's receiving it. Somebody's receiving it. That's the favor. That's the favor. That's the favor. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I shall bring them forward. Bring them quickly. Bring them. I'd like to anoint them. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Lord showed me three persons. And I'm going to go to three right now. The third person is about to receive now. I saw favor be released. It is not just something that we just hear, but it will manifest in your life. After this meeting, you will move from favor to favor. If I'm talking to you, your amen will be louder than that. Lift those hands up. Father, locate the third person. Somebody, number three, that favor is coming very close to you now. That's it, Holy Ghost. That's it, Holy Ghost. The Lord told me you are moving from favor to favor. After this meeting, that power, that anointing is upon you. It's upon you. It's upon you. It's upon you. Holy Ghost, locate the person. Locate the person. Yes, my Father. Yes, my Father. Number three, that's your power. That's the anointing. That's the anointing. Somebody, the favor is very close to you right now. That's it. 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 Somebody is receiving that favor. Somebody receiving it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I give you praise. 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 That is the favor. That is the favor. That is the favor. That's the favor. It's upon your life. It's upon your life. It's upon your life. La prakoto sumahata. Impayado sotelebre. La kupayadora. Azuparate. Zipakoto soto. Mandolebrahata. We give you praise, my Father. That's the favor. Somebody receive it. Take. Jesus. We give you praise. 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 We give you praise, Jesus. We give you praise. Kalabra katasata. Limpayadaba. Do I have usher here? Please follow me. Limpra katosoro. Somebody need to be set free right now. I saw a rope tie somebody down. That That rope is loose. That rope is loose. That rope is loose. It's loose. It's loose. Help her. Help her. Help her. Bring her. Bring her here. That rope is loose. Kalobo soya. Lambra dole brekete hepa. Japaro dole brahato. Akupayadoba zuto le brahata. Bring her. Bring her. Listen. Look at me. Look at me. Please, you can put your hand up. Look at me. When I was chatting about favor, the Lord told me that there's a rope tying you. And I began to loose the rope in the realm of the spirit. And the Lord told me 3 months ago, they shot an arrow at about 2 a.m. in the night. When they shoot the arrow, it hit you on the head. Am I talking to you? Now, 3 months ago, you started developing headache. Headache. Am I saying the truth? Am I saying the truth? Can you clap for this God? But listen, as a result of that arrow, it was not just a headache, but the arrow went straight into your head. It's like your breath want to cut off. Am I saying the truth? Okay, do I have another mic? Do I have another mic? Am I saying the truth, woman? Is she confirming my word? Am I saying the truth? I'm saying the truth. Can you clap for this God? So the arrow, not just the head, it went into the chest. It was trying to seize her breath. Because this thing is about death. They want to kill you. I saw an accident that you escaped. Am I saying the truth?
Yes, sir.
Oh, talk to me, talk to me. Am I saying the truth, woman?
Yes, sir.
Whoever that plans for your death, whoever that wants you to die, if the church can shout amen, that person will die. If you can shout amen, that person will die. As I pray for her, I pray for everyone here. Anyone that is planning for your death, in your home, in your family, in your place of work, if you shout amen, they will confess by fire. They will confess by fire. They will confess by fire. In the name of Jesus. Sister, that rope is already loose from you. Kalabashunda librahita lebo soya. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Jesus. Can you clap for this God? That favor locates you now. That favor is upon your life. Please celebrate it, celebrate it, celebrate it. You can sit down, sit down, sit down like a king and a queen. Now, today is just an introduction. Tomorrow, we will dwell more. But let me tell us what shall be happening, what will be happening in the next 4 days. Today, tomorrow, next tomorrow, and the day after next tomorrow. This morning, in the next few minutes, I will talk to you on what I call requirements for dwelling in the presence of the God of all benefit. Requirement for dwelling. I cut it out. Let me reduce the title. When a title is too long, then the tendency you will forget it. Let me cut it short. Requirement for dwelling in God's presence. The key word is dwelling in His presence. Once you are there, all of these benefits, they will locate you. So, I've been talking this morning on the requirements for dwelling in God's presence. Tomorrow, I'll be talking about not just requirements now, but I saw what I call efficacy of dwelling in God's presence. That will be tomorrow. The day after tomorrow, I'll be talking about secrets of dwelling in God's presence. And then finally, when we shall be rounding up, I'll be talking about turnaround of dwelling in God's presence. So these 4 meetings, we'll be talking about requirements, we'll be talking about efficacy, we'll be talking about secrets, and we'll be talking about turnaround.
So this form meeting, what are we talking about? In one word, what are we talking about this form meeting? Rest. 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 R-O-E-S-T. Rest. Requirement, efficacy, secret, and turnaround. You can't be in God's presence and you will not have rest. Am I talking to somebody? The book of Micah is number 33 out of the 66 books of the Bible. Please follow me now. In the next few minutes, I'll be through. The book of Micah is number 33 out of the 66 books in the Bible. It was written between AD, now BC. It was written between BC 772 and 722. 772 to 722 BC. Now, this book was written by Micah, a minor prophet. You know, in the Bible, we have major prophet and minor prophet. Are you still with me? Please follow me. Micah has 7 chapters. How many chapters? And if you put all the verses of Micah together, they are 105 verses. If you put all the words of Micah together, they are 3,153 words. The entire book has 23 questions, 2 promises, and 20 commands with 7 distinct messages from God. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a little statistical background of the book of Micah. I want to go to the pericope that we read, and I want to bring out some truth for you to know. Requirement for dwelling in God's presence. Now, to dwell means to stay in a place for a particular time. Now, you can come to the church house and you may not dwell in the church. You can come to God's presence and you may not even dwell there. People hurry into God's presence and hurry out. They have not dwelled. When the word dwelling is used in the Hebrew, it means to remain in a place for a long time. When the word is used in the Hebrew and in the Greek, it has to be remaining. Jesus said, if my word remain in you and you remain in me, you will not bear fruit. Is to remain somewhere for a long time. You know, when we pray, we hurry into God's presence and hurry out. Ladies and gentlemen, prayer is a two-way communication. You speak to God and God also speaks to you. But what do we do most of the time? We talk to him. Did he talk to us? No, he will answer. And you hurry out. You have not dwelt in his presence. When you dwell in his presence, he will speak to you. That's why great men and women of scripture, they spend time to dwell in his presence. We are not talking about coming to church, but dwelling in his presence. So there are difference between coming to church and dwelling in his presence. When you come to church, you come to worship. You come to hear God's word. At the end of the whole thing, you don't remain here, you go. But to dwell in his presence, it means you have sold out your life to God. It means God is living in you and you are in him. I don't know if somebody is getting what I'm trying to say. In John chapter 14 verse 23, Jesus said, if a man loves me, he will keep my commandment, and my Father will love him. And he said, and we will come unto him
and do what? And make our abode, our dwelling place, where? In him. That's why, if God is not dwelling in your life, you are exposed to the devil. As long as God dwells in your life and you dwell in his presence, there is no witch, there is no wizard, there is no power, there is no enemy that can do you anything. When you read Prophet Micah, the prophet was reminding them for the passage we read. He says, look, God has been faithful to you, Israel. He brought you from Egypt. He raised Moses, Aaron, and Miriam to take care of you. When Balaam wanted to curse you, he used Balaam to bless you. And he said, why should you not come to my presence with sacrifice, with animals, and your heart is not pure for me? Now hear this. Any devil can be a pastor. Are you see here? Any witch can be a pastor. In fact, native daughters, they have in recent time metamorphosed. They have packaged themselves from being native doctor to now native doctors in secret gown. So we have many of them in our churches today. But listen, it takes those who dwell in his house to sieve the wheat from the weeds. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Until you dwell in his presence, whatever you are doing in the church, you are wasting your time. You can play music, you can sing, but if you are not in his presence, you are doing what? You are wasting your time. That's why the psalmist said, one day in your presence is more than a thousand years that I spend outside. Psalm 84 verse 10. One day in your presence is more than a thousand that I spend outside. So I am happy to dwell in your house. That's why the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the presence of God. Thank God you are here. For everything, there is a requirement. For every journey, there is a preparation. What are the requirements for dwelling in his presence? In verse 6 of the chapter we read, the psalmist Micah was saying, whither will I come to thy presence with? Shall I come with animals with sacrifice? He said, no. In verse 8, he said, he has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? Do you know you can bring your tithes, you can bring your offering to his presence, and because you are not in his presence, they are rejected. The church will accept your offering, they will accept your tithe. But because you are not in his presence, you don't get a blessing. Am I still talking to somebody here? I want to pray for somebody in this house. Anything that will make you to miss the presence of God and the blessings of God, if you can shout him, that thing will die from your life. I was going to pray for a lady 2 days ago. She called me from Ugele and he said, pastor, I am surrounded by witches and wizards. If I, one of them told them that, in told me that in 3 days I'm going to die. I told the lady, you are surrounded by witches and wizards. I said, it's not only you, everybody, all of us, we are surrounded by witches and wizards.
If she told you that you are going to die in 3 days, that is false. If he told you that you are going to die, that's not prophecy at all. Because right from the day you were born, you already know that you are going to die one day. But if he said 3 days, she does not have the final say. It is God that has the final say of your life. I said, go and tell that person that told you that you will die in 3 days, that you will be alive and she will be the one to die. Am I talking to somebody? But the first question I answered was, are you in God's presence? You can talk authoritatively when you are in his presence. But you cannot talk authoritatively because you are not in his presence. You will fear anything and any prophecy because you are not in his presence. But when you are in his presence, there is nothing they say that you will be afraid of. I entered into a vehicle. I was coming from school. I got to Amukpe there. It's like the temperature rose up. A smoke came all over the vehicle. As we're driving toward Amukpe, some of the passengers, they opened the door and they were jumping. Some of them break their leg. The driver had bruises on his head. One woman, her leg was broken. And there was thick smoke all over. I was sitting at the back and God told me, fear not, I am with you. So when people were jumping, I didn't jump. They brought water, they were pouring inside the vehicle. And they were treating the wound of those who fell and broke their leg. I opened the door and I came and people were running. What is this man doing inside? You know what? I was in his presence and he spoke to me, fear not, I am with you. Those who jumped, they were not in his presence. Those who jumped, they didn't hear anything from him. Am I talking to somebody? I was going to pray for a woman who was carrying 13 months pregnancy. One woman just called me one day and said, Pastor, I'm bringing one lady to you now. Her pregnancy is 13 months. I told her that when you pray for her today, she will deliver. I was rejected in my office. You know, members will put you into trouble. They will blow the pastor power away, not get the same get up. So I was not comfortable. We are not talking of somebody 9 months. We are talking 13 months. And the woman just said, today you will deliver. We have forget that power. But I went into his presence. And I said, God, what do you want me to do? And just at the nick of time, he said, when they come, tell the woman, go home and deliver. I was happy. That word. One word in his presence can change the totality of your life. So I was so happy. So when they came back, I said, come in. And the woman, with the pregnancy protruding, I just walked straight to her. Woman, go home and deliver. And the woman was looking at me, and the one who brought her were looking at me. He said, tell pastor to pray for me. I said, woman, go home and do what? And deliver. You see, when you are not in his presence, you will be looking for prayers. When you are in his presence, you make decree. Am I talking to somebody? In Mark chapter 1 verse 35, the Bible says, a great while before day, where does Jesus go? He climbed up to the mountain to pray. Mark 1:35. He will go there and dwell in his presence. So after leaving the presence, he comes to the public. And when he comes, he caught up with some people. Rise up, take your mat and walk. Stretch out your hand. He makes a decree. He does not pray no prayer. He does not buy. He just make a decree. So when I told the woman, go home and deliver, they were looking for prayers. And the one who brought her said, pastor, please listen to Hannah. Pray for her. Pray for her. I said, I'm going. I left them in the church. Why did I leave? If I don't go, they will persuade me to do what God did not ask me Toto, am I talking to somebody? So I left them. They stood there for almost 30 minutes. Say, what do we do? Let's go. And they were going, and the woman stepped out of the church gate, her leg outside, lip popping came upon her. They were chatting, oh, belly the pain, I want bundle. I'm already in my house. They look for vehicle, they carried her inside the vehicle. Before she got to the hospital, she delivered inside the vehicle. But you see, that miracle happened because I was in his presence. Requirement number one. You need divine godliness. He has shown you, Micah chapter 6 verse 8. He has shown you, oh man, what the Lord require of thee. Number one is to do justice. To behave justly. To do what is right. Which I call divine godliness. There are people who are godly, but it's not towards God. Am I talking to somebody? There are people who are godly, but it's not towards God. They do what is right, but they don't know God. Is it possible? Is it possible? Did you know the little boy Samuel was serving the Lord, and yet he did not know God? When God called him, who did he run to? He ran to Eli. And the Bible says he was serving God, and yet he did not know him. Divine godliness. What is your relationship with God? How godly are you? Godly on Sunday and devil within the days of the week. Is that what you are? To dwell in his presence, because he is holy, you must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Matthew chapter 5 verse 48. Be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 1 and 2. He said, be holy because the Lord your God is holy. You just have to be holy. And that is godliness. You can't dwell in his presence with your sins. You can't dwell in his presence doing evil. He's a holy God and a demands holiness. Number two. Requirement number two to dwell in his presence. And the Bible says, he has shown you, oh man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee? To do justice. To show mercy and kindness. And to walk humbly with your God. Number two requirement. Divine service. You are not just living holy life, but you render holy services. And do you know there are services we render without any iota of holiness? You help somebody because of what you want to get from that person. And that's why some gifts, when you receive them, they have question mark. As a lecturer, somebody just came to your office and he gave you 100,000 for what? They say, ah, my God, Ben, use and you just use and take drink. He's looking for a favor. There is no iota of holiness, godliness attached to it. Services we render without holiness, they are useless. And they bring trouble. The blessings of the Lord make it rich, and he has no sorrow to it. And finally, as I close, requirement number three. And the Bible says, to do justice and to love mercy. Divine mercy. The Bible says it is the mercies of God that we are not consumed. How do you dwell in the presence of a holy God? When the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1 to 4, it says our righteousness is just like a filthy rag. So what we qualify a filthy rag righteousness? To dwell in his presence. It is only by divine mercy. We are alive today by his mercy. We can dwell in his presence by his mercy. It is not your righteousness, it is God's righteousness. And that's why
In theology, we call it imputed righteousness. Righteousness that was transferred from God, from Christ to you. So when God looks at you, he does not see your righteousness. He sees the righteousness of who? Of Christ. That's why you can stand before a holy God and say, I am righteous. Who are you? It is his mercy that have protected us. His mercy is the one speaking for us daily. His mercy is the one that will qualify us to be in his presence. May that mercy continue to be multiplied in your life. If I pray for you, you will shout it better. Amen. Rise up on your feet, everybody. I have your chain with us. Three requirements to stand in his presence. Number one, I call it divine godliness. Number two, I call it divine service. What did I call number three? So in one word, what do you need to, what is the requirement for standing and for dwelling in God's presence? Divine what? Divine GSM. Divine GSM. You will not forget it. They ask you, what did the pastor preach about? He preached about requirement. And what are the points? GSM. Somebody will ask, pastor, go preach GSM for church. I'll tell and say, nah, yes, godliness, service, and mercy. Those are the three things that you require. Lift up your two hands towards heaven and give him praise. Give him praise for your word, for the word you've just heard. Give him praise. Exalt him. Magnify him. Magnify him. Magnify him. Magnify him. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to pray for one thing. Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy. I need your mercy. I need your mercy. If there is anything that I'm praying for every day, is the mercy of God. Every day as I travel, God, I need your mercy. Anywhere I go, God, I need your mercy. It is the mercy of God that can perform all of this miracle. It's the mercy of God that can bring breakthrough to your life. It's the mercy of God that can qualify you for heaven. It's the mercy of God that can help you to live holy life. Lord, I need your mercy. I need your mercy. Now bring down your hand. Bring down your hand. Just open your two hands. I want to pronounce three things. If you can catch them, they will manifest between now and Wednesday. Between now and Wednesday. Number one, God is telling me, I don't know how many people, but if your email can roar to heaven, God is telling me the kind of favor you have not received before, between now and Wednesday, that favor will locate you. I said that favor will locate you. I said that favor will locate you. Number two, I'm hearing very strong from the Lord. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 persons here. God is telling me within 3 days, 14 persons. Within 3 days, God is telling me that that helper you have been praying for, that person you have been praying for, the help you have been praying for, within 3 days, if your amen can roll out to heaven, that the help will locate you. That help will locate you. That help will locate you. And finally, number three, God is telling me, please mark my word. I don't know the sickness that follow you to this place. I don't know the problem that you carry to this place. But mark my word. If your amen can roar to heaven, God is telling you, before you will get to your house, that sickness is over in your body. Somebody's problem will expire. Somebody's pain will expire. Somebody's sickness will be over. Now, I want you to pray this prayer from the bottom of your heart. It's a song, but I want you to sing it. I don't want to give invitation for individuals to come. I'm running out of time, but I want you to sing this song from the bottom of your heart. Into my heart,
into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Into my heart. I want you to sing it.
Into my heart.
Yes, Lord. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus. Come into
my heart. Come in
to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come in today.
Come in today. Come in today. Oh,
come
into my heart. Lord Jesus.
And if you believe that prayer, somebody shout amen like thunder. Somebody shout a thunderous amen in the air. And I want you to sing it with joy now. Into my heart. Into my heart.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into it. Come into it. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
And everybody shout a better amen in the house.
Amen.
Now sit down like a king and a queen. Now listen to this before I drop. Oh, listening to Papa Oyedepo recently, and he said, I quote, he said, fasting and prayer will not prosper you. He said, fasting and prayer will not prosper you. I was shocked. I was waiting for what he was going to say next. And he said, it will only enhance your spiritual life. And he said, what brings prosperity is your investment in God. What you give to support God's work. What you give to support your neighbor, what you give to support your generation, that's what brings prosperity into your life. People will not remember you for your 40 days and 40 night prayer. They will only remember you for the life you have touched. And heaven will record and build a house for you, not because of your fasting and prayer, but because of your giving to support God's work. You just gave me your listening ears and your heart, and God will bless you for that. But happy are ye if ye do whatsoever I have commanded you. That's why Brother James said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. It is a revival, and there is no doubt the song says revive us again. I want to call upon you to drop a seed to support this revival program. Please hear me and hear me well. I'm not saying come and give me money. If I need money, I know who I will call. Prof Dede. I will call you so I need some money. But I'm telling you, come and give to support God's work. The secret of prosperity is your giving. I wrote a book on giving.
And I said, if you don't give, you cannot live. Because giving is living. Did you agree with that one? Eh? You agree with that statement? Giving is what? Every day we give out our carbon 4 oxide. And then the plant, they give us their oxygen. So if you say, I will keep my carbon 4 oxide, I will not give it out, what will happen to you? You die. So we live by giving. I want to call on just 10 persons. If you can give 10,000 to support this program, I want you to drop a seat and challenge God. If you are one of the 10, I want you to come. I want to anoint your hand. I'm going to give my own.